It is WGN. James Van Ossel here. Joined in the studio by Bob Chirito, the man behind the ChicagoAmbassador.com, a really great locally focused site for journalism. You do a nice job. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk about a few things. First off, this story that you wrote about a Chicago girl who helped with the Syrian revolution, and she did it all from her laptop.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Her name is Ella Besetna. She's 22 years old now. She started doing this when she was 19. She had heard she's from Des Plaines. She heard a story about what was going on in Syria. There was a bunch of kids aged 7 to 10 who were arrested for writing something on their school wall and tortured. And she basically got fed up. And the way she explained it to me was she got online and just started communicating with people over there. And one thing,
did she have a connection with people in Syria? Is that
not really? She was Syrian. Her parents are Syrian. They came here when she was 6 years old. But she told me she really wasn't active. She was aware of what was going on, but she wasn't active with the community or the activists. She basically went online and researched and friended people that she saw posting videos on YouTube and that kind of thing, citizen journalists. And they got to know her and trust her, and then she began working with them. One of the things she does is she was coordinating protests. She'd see that there was going to be a protest in one town of 20 people, and then there'd be another protest in the next town over of maybe 50 people, and she said, why not combine them and make it a bigger protest? So,
and she's doing this all from Des Plaines.
Correct.
The power and the reach and the stretch of the internet, we're all aware of it, of course, but to see it in action is pretty remarkable to behold.
Yeah, and you know, I should say one of the most important things she's done, and I talked to reporters who were just in Syria about a week and a half ago and who have covered it, and they said, in their words, they said that she's probably saved lives because she has all the protest leaders, their social media information, and if they're arrested by the Assad regime, one of the first things that they're asked for is their social media account passwords and logins, and they try to figure out who's in their network. Mm-hmm. And if she finds out so-and-so is arrested, she gets online and deletes her account before the regime could get their information. So it's pretty wild.
It's like a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better because it's real, you know.
Let's talk about the ChicagoAmbassador.com.
Mm-hmm.
Your approach to this site and to journalism is different from traditional media. It's a lot of long-form pieces, a lot of investigative stuff. Tell me how this evolved.
Well, it evolved. I've always, you know, I came up as a journalism graduate from Columbia College here in Chicago. I worked for the City News Bureau. I worked for the Chicago Daily Law Bulletin. I've freelanced for a long time. Right now I freelance for Triblocal, the mm-hmm. Tribune. But the Ambassador was my idea, and a friend and a couple friends now who are involved. We basically just wanted to tell stories that we thought were interesting and worth telling.
Stories that weren't necessarily being covered by mainstream media?
Not necessarily. Some were, and we try to find a different angle. You know, one thing we don't want to do is the stereotypical story about Chicago, the best pizza places, the best hot dogs. I try to avoid all those cliches.
The clickbait.
Yeah. And so as far, I mean, the approach, though, is the same as it would be for any, I think, decent reporter. You know, try to find an interesting story, talk to the players, and approach it like anything, no matter if it's a man-on-the-street story or if you're talking to President Obama. It's all the same.
And when did it start?
October.
Oh, so this is a brand new site.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're cranking on this.
Knock on wood, yeah. We're doing pretty well.
Again, it's the ChicagoAmbassador.com. I mean, I appreciate that there are a couple pieces in there about Chicago musicians. There's a piece in there about Steve Albini, which I think is fantastic.
Thanks.
Urge Overkill. Nora Dunn wrote a column.
Yeah.
Ex-SNL, Nora Dunn.
In a Chicago one. She, well, she just moved from Wicker Park to Evanston, but she's great. And she's a friend, and she wants to contribute more, and I'm going to call her out and tell her that I'm waiting. So, but, I mean, we have Mike Lopez, been writing some columns lately, and he's rolling, and, you know, we have more people who want to contribute, and I welcome any ideas. You know, I'm open to anything, as long as the person proves that they're dependable and, you know, trustworthy or whatever. So.
Can string together a sentence.
Yeah.
Sure. So with journalism, how important is hyperlocal? That idea of just zeroing in, like touching people where they live, relating to people on a neighborhood level.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's vital because there's so many different sources that people go to. Although, you know, I don't want to focus on one neighborhood, though. So Chicago is a big city, obviously. So I'm not doing, like, the Pilsen Gazette. But that said, I try to find a Chicago angle no matter what it is. We have had a couple profiles or interviews with people who aren't from Chicago, Suzanne Vega, Marquetta, or Glova, but they were in town at the time performing. So,
and Suzanne Vega is certainly still big here in Chicago. She has a nice audience here. The election next month, the runoff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen?
It's hard to say. I mean, Mike wrote a great column about a week ago about it. I'm not really giving an endorsement, although I'm glad there's a runoff. I think it makes these guys focus on issues instead of, you know, I think all the candidates against Rahm were running on the I'm Not Rahm platform.
Tough to argue, yeah.
I'm not sure, you know. I have my, personally, I'm not a big fan of Rahm, but I'm not sure that I'm a huge fan of Chewy either. So right now I'm undecided, you know, so I'm glad it's we have a month to go, though.
And the red light camera issue rearing its head again.
Yeah, I hope that goes away. That I was glad to see that. I think that'll help Garcia, you know.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. All right, so how do you advance the ChicagoAmbassador.com? I guess appearing on WGN helps. But what's next to grow this website, which really it's an alternative to a lot of what's out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a small operation. We're not competing with Red Eye or the Tribune, obviously. We just have to keep doing what we're doing. Certain people now are reaching out to us rather than us asking for interviews.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, although, you know, everyone has their own agenda, but so you have to keep that in mind as a as a reporter, which is fine, but as long as you're aware of that, and no problem. Just keep doing what we're doing, and, you know, I think people ask me sometimes how I decide what goes in the Chicago Ambassador, and basically it's kind of like I think it was Justice Stevens who when asked about obscenity, he said, "I know it when I see it." And it's kind of like a gut thing. I think I have a pretty good judgment of what's interesting, at least to me, and being a lifelong Chicagoan, you know, that's my only thing. It has to be connected to Chicago somehow, at least in my mind. There are a couple of people who I would love to have a profile of or interview, and I've held off because I don't see a connection yet. So we'll see if I could find a way.
Onward and upward.
Yeah.
All right, so the site is thechicagoambassador.com.
Yes.
You're Bob Chirito. thanks for staying up all night and come on in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, James.
All right, have a great weekend. It is WGN. Rod Martier is on the way with the news. Also on the way, it's an embarrassment of riches. So many guests. Haima Black will be in after 2:30. Haima is the man behind Dynasty Podcast. He is a Chicago music enthusiast. He is a friend to Chicago music, and we'll be talking a lot about Chicago music. In the 3 o'clock hour, Elliot Serrano rejoins us, along with Patrick Brower, owner of Challengers Comics, for something of a comics roundtable. And maybe, just maybe, we'll have an interview with one of the all-time greatest comic book creators ever.